countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, as the children go back to school, I want to just focus on the big challenges, the mental health issues facing our young people all over the country. Jigsaw, or jigsaw.ie, is the National Centre for Youth Mental Health with a network of offices all across the land. Their services are free and staffed by mental health professionals. I'm joined by Keane Ahern, who's a clinical psychologist with the service in Limerick, and Mike Mansfield, their Director of Communications. Keane, if I can go to you first, how has the last 6 months, have the last 6 months impacted on young people?
Hi, yeah, it's been a whirlwind for young people. You know, I think they've been faced with much of the confusion and uncertainty that we've all been faced with. For some, I think early on there was maybe a bit of a relief. Some young people kind of were relieved at not having to go to school and the pressures around that for the first couple of months. But as time's worn on and we've faced into a kind of isolated summer and now kind of facing into going back into social integration and back into school again, the anxiety's been on the rise again as well.
Yeah, and Mike, have you noticed an increase in people contacting you? Are there more boys than girls, or what sort of age group are getting in touch?
Yeah, we certainly have. I mean, COVID did a number of things, obviously, to our country as a whole. As an organisation, we have to sort of flex and change how we deliver our services. So on March 11th, when then on Taoiseach Varadkar made his note on the steps of the White House, we kind of reacted fairly quickly. So we moved a lot of our services online and then slowly began to roll out additional services through free phone and video, etc. But just to know, in July, we began a phased reopening of our in-person services, and in that month alone, the number of appointments that we offer to young people, we saw a 50% increase in July of this year versus July of last year. And that's been replicated across a number of our different supports and services. So certainly there's a demand and an appetite for support across not just the young people, but also those around them, teachers, parents, etc. So yeah, we've certainly been kept busy.
And Keane, this week the school's going back in dribs and drabs over this week and last week. What sort of impact is this having? Are young people anxious about that, or are they happy to be getting back into that routine now?
Yeah, well, we're definitely seeing a lot more anxiety. You know, COVID and going back to school and back to college has become part of every young person's story. And it's only natural, I think, that there's higher levels of anxiety as we're all trying to keep ourselves safe, keep our loved ones safe. And it's a real uncertain time. So the anxiety is serving a purpose there. It's getting people to follow guidelines, stick to rules, that kind of thing. But it's also uncomfortable, and young people are looking for guidance in that, and their parents too.
Yeah. So Mark, are they? What is exactly bringing on this anxiety among young people that you've been speaking to? Is it a fear of catching the disease and passing it on to their parents? Is that part of it?
Not necessarily that. It's a bit of a hodgepodge, as Keane alluded to, and as we all know, COVID is sort of three things really. It's completely unprecedented. So that just, you know, leads to a huge amount of uncertainty. It's prolonged. It's probably going on longer than many of us thought. If we go back to March, we kind of were thinking probably a couple of weeks or months as opposed to what it is, and it's very unpredictable. And I think it's that unpredictability of it. When is it going to end? When is it? I think that's kind of the piece. And then there's a lot mixed into it. There's the anxiety about going reopening, going back into school, reestablishing relationships and friendships. And it's difficult to sort of identify trends, because each and every young person that comes to us, or each and every parent that comes to us with a very unique and different story. So there's certainly some things that we're seeing that are commonalities, but it's It's a broad anxiety that I think we're all feeling around the current situation.
It sure is. And you know, I know it's a broad brush statement to say that, you know, adults can maybe deal with these issues a little better because we've been through lots in our lifetime and we've dealt with them before. But it's for the first time that these feelings are visiting younger people, particularly teenagers. So, Keane, What do you say to parents listening this morning who notice a bit of a difference in the mood of their children, or indeed to young people that are listening to us this morning that have that sense of anxiety? How do you console them, and what do you say?
Well, a big part of our research in Jigsaw has shown that having one good adult in the life of a young person is really protective for their mental health. So what we'd be saying to adults is that they really need to be there for their young people. It's not about problem solving. It's not about fixing it, because it's not something that we can give a quick fix to. It's about sitting with the young person, listening to their difficulties, listening to their struggles, and letting them know that you're experiencing some of that too. And they need solid role models. They need someone that they know they can go to talk to, who'll take them seriously. And young people need to know that we are in this together, that the adults are in it with them, and that they can share that connection with their adults as well.
Sure. OK, it's jigsaw.ie with all the information that people need. And, you know, just click on it, have a look, and don't be afraid. As you said, we're all in this together. This is something nobody has ever experienced before, so there's nothing wrong if you are feeling a little anxious going back to school. It's expected in a lot of cases that you would feel like that. So jigsaw.ie, and please just have a look at it, and it can be a great source of help. And a problem shared is sometimes a problem halved, and all of that. But lads, thank you very much. Keep up the good work there. That's Cian and Mike there. And Jigsaw has all information in relation to their centres and where they are right around the country.